A stalemate continued Friday in the U.S. Senate over the details of a deal that would extend weekly unemployment payments to laid-off workers who have exhausted their state-provided benefits. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is among those backing a plan to renew the emergency jobless benefits program until the end of March.
So let's not punish those who are the victims and continue to be the victims of a Wall Street collapse, because we, as a nation, have to understand and identify these innocent victims who still sit out there with their families.
About 1.3 million unemployed people, 60,000 in Massachusetts, were receiving benefits under the federal program when it ended. The number is growing weekly as more people exhaust state benefits and cannot find work. Unemployment has remained stubbornly high since the Great Recession, according to economist Robert Nachostein of the Eisenberg School at UMass Amherst.
7% is high, and what's most disturbing about it, both in the state and in the nation, is that a large portion of those unemployed are long-term unemployed, those who've been out of work 6 months or longer, and the longer they stay out of work, the less likely they are to find work, the less attractive they are to employers, and the more their skills atrophy.
Nachostein and other economists who track the Massachusetts economy blamed sequestration, the across-the-board federal spending cuts, for putting an anchor on job growth last year. Massachusetts was especially hard hit because of the state's high number of defense contractors, research institutes, and universities that rely on federal dollars. The bipartisan budget approved this week in Congress rolls back sequestration, and Nachostein says there are other reasons to be optimistic about job growth, including an improved housing market in Massachusetts and rising exports to Europe.
A lot of things are happening that suggest that 2014 is going to be a considerably better year than we've had since the recession ended.
Getting the long-term unemployed back to work is going to be a challenge, according to Kevin Lynn, manager of business services at FutureWorks Career Center in Springfield.
I think we've had a significant amount of people sort of give up, and it's engaging that lower skill set in particular on getting them, making them attractive enough to hire. So there's going to need to be an investment in I think, skills training for this group in particular in order to make them to get them back on the payroll again.
Lynn and other employment specialists stress job seekers need to network and keep skills current with what employers demand.
But on the flip side, it seems that on the businesses side of the equation, there seems to be less of a willingness to train folks, whereas in the past they've been more willing to. So it's sort of, train them up to the levels of skills that they need. On our side here at the Career Center, we're just trying to push more things like on-the-job training opportunities, working with companies to sort of bridge that gap. It's not happening in the level that we would like it to happen, but certainly it's a strategy that we're trying to help bridge the gap.
The highest number of job postings at the Career Center are in the fields of healthcare, financial services, construction trades, and manufacturing. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.